Local religious leaders and marriage equality advocates react to the Supreme Court's ruling on gay marriage. We find out what the rulings mean for Utah, and the State Education Task Force wonders if they should be pushing kids towards certain careers. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, June 27th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Mormon and Catholic religious leaders both say they're disappointed with today's U.S. Supreme Court rulings on the Defense of Marriage Act and California's Proposition 8. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
The Roman Catholic Bishop of Salt Lake City issued a statement saying marriage between one man and one woman is divinely revealed and a gift to humanity. Bishop John Wester is hoping these court rulings will stimulate a new dialogue about the place and value of marriage in society.
I see this as an important catalyst for us to deepen in our appreciation of what marriage is and how important it is. I think that in general, marriage is not given the priority that it deserves, that people treat marriage almost as a commodity, something that you like buying something at the store, and if it doesn't work, you just take it back.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says it remains irrevocably committed to strengthening traditional marriage after the Supreme Court rulings. Church spokesperson Michael Otterson issued a statement saying the court has highlighted troubling questions about how our democratic and judicial system operates. The statement also criticizes California's state government for refusing to defend Proposition 8, the ballot initiative that banned same-sex marriages in that state. It says Californians will wonder if there's something fundamentally wrong when their state government won't back a law enacted by popular vote. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints urged its members to help fund and organize the campaign that passed Proposition 8 in 2008. It also filed an amicus brief in the case decided by the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday. Dan Bomas, KUER News.
A lot of people in Utah were celebrating last night after yesterday's Supreme Court ruling that struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Gay and lesbian activist groups sponsored a community event at Club Sound, while hundreds of conservatives convened at the Southtown Expo Center to venerate heterosexual marriage. KUER's Whitney Evans has the story.
At Club Sound, music blared, confetti fell, and people of all ages took to the dance floor to celebrate the Supreme Court's decision to strike down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act and invalidate California's Proposition 8. Senator Jim DeBacchus was a special guest at the celebration. He's also Utah's Democratic Party chair and gay. He had a message for those who may have misgivings about yesterday's Supreme Court ruling.
The sun is going to come up tomorrow in the east. It's going to set in the west. Things are going to just be fine.
But things will be more than fine for DeBacchus, who proposed on stage to his partner of 20 years. They'll have to have their wedding out of state because gay marriage is still illegal in Utah. But DeBacchus hopes that won't be the case for much longer.
So the question is going to be, is Utah going to be an outlier? Are we going to be the last state? Are we going to let a lot of business go away because we don't want to be inclusive? Are we going to allow people to say that we're not fair and not narrow-minded and that we don't embrace diversity?
Frank Meyer is an attorney and certified Christian conciliator who works to restore and reconcile marriages. He gave an analysis of the decision at the celebration of traditional marriage that took place in Sandy. He says it remains to be seen what the U.S. Supreme Court will do when it comes to a particular state's Defense of Marriage Act and whether that will be enforceable.
The home run did not happen. Did they get to first base? Maybe. But again, people can get thrown out before you get home. So I think there's a lot of good caution that they should be exercising, and it should give us more incentive to dig in our heels and start this fight.
The state of Utah is currently facing a lawsuit over its constitutional amendment that bans same-sex marriage and adoption. Utah Attorney General John Swallow is expected to respond to that claim later this summer. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
As the nation digests the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on the Defense of Marriage Act and California's Prop 8, Utahns are thinking about how the ruling will affect the lives of lesbian and gay people in this state. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Leaders of the Utah Pride Center started their press conference by passing around a box of tissues. Executive Director Valerie Larrabee took to the podium with puffy red eyes, calling the Supreme Court decision a pivotal moment.
Today we celebrate, we rejoice, and we express immense gratitude to the justices of the Supreme Court, who with wisdom and courage stood on the right side of history and for a more free and just country.
The Pride Center filed a friend of the court brief in both the DOMA and Prop 8 cases on behalf of about a dozen of the nation's most conservative states, highlighting what they called discrimination experienced by LGBT people. But while the Pride Center celebrates victory, Attorney General John Swallow says nothing has changed for Utahns, and same-sex marriage remains illegal in the state.
These decisions really don't change the status quo for Utah. States can still define the marriage relationship the way they want to, unless they've already legalized same-sex marriage. And so for a state like Utah, we should have no real impact from these cases. It just preserves the status quo because we, as a state, have not allowed or authorized same-sex marriage.
Attorney Brett Tolman helped draft the Utah Pride Center's brief, and he says the attorney general is underestimating the impact of these rulings.
When the attorney general says the Supreme Court is not forcing Utah to authorize marriage equality, he's accurate, but he should not be comfortable.
Tolman says the High Court has begun to establish equality for LGBT people, and he says the rulings will put intense pressure on those states where same-sex marriage is not legal. Utah currently faces a lawsuit over its Constitutional Amendment 3, which makes same-sex marriage and adoption illegal. The Attorney General's office is expected to respond to that challenge in August. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
State lawmakers on the Utah Education Task Force met yesterday to discuss how much the state should be involved in steering kids toward certain fields of study. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Utah lawmakers this year demonstrated their resolve to get more students trained in fields related to science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, by directing more taxpayer dollars to programs and initiatives that expose kids to these concepts. GOP Senator Stuart Reed says Utah's higher education system and K-12 public schools need to prepare students for jobs that are in demand. He noted specifically the current high demand for engineers while job openings for lawyers are drying up.
We talk a lot about Common Core and whether that's going to bring the achievement that we need. It seems to me that the way that we should be determining whether we're achieving is whether we're responding to the marketplace adequately.
Georgetown University researcher Dr. Jeff Stroll told the committee education has historically been treated as separate from the workforce. So while alignment of the two can be improved, he says the marketplace is fluid.
So you might make a decision today based on what you're seeing with lawyers and make a very strong argument that let's get rid of half of the lawyers because clearly the unemployment is just unacceptable or working in field is unacceptable. And make that decision and then the next crop of lawyers 4 or 5 years down the lane, there's a shortage.
Lawmakers created the Education Task Force this year to identify long-term education policies. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Provo Police Chief Rick Gregory is resigning after 2 years on the job. Gregory and his wife plan to return to Ohio, where they own a house and will be closer to their grown children. Mayor John Curtis says he'll name an interim chief next week. And finally, Great Basin National Park is the latest star in a series of specialty U.S. quarters. On the back of the quarter is a picture of a bristlecone pine tree emerging from rocky ground, with the name of the park emblazoned above the picture. Great Basin is located in east central Nevada near the Utah state line. It's known for its ancient forests in prime stargazing conditions. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, June 27th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.